With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Each year since 1944, the third week of September has been recognized as National Farm Safety and Health Week. Mike Stanton with Michigan State offers some advice on how you can watch out for farm equipment on rural roads and especially avoid those rear-end collisions.
Rear-end collisions are number one in frequency. They're the most common. And the reason is the farm vehicle is going to be traveling so much slower. So what the motorist can do is look for flashing lights, try to identify farm equipment, be aware of this difference in closure time and react as soon as you can, and look for slow-moving vehicle signs on the back of the equipment. It should be about in the center of the piece of equipment, and it'll be a triangle that's going to have red margins and an orange center. Very universal symbol that it's a slow-moving piece of equipment.
He also says there are things that farm equipment operators can also do to prevent those collisions.
Never use white lights on the rear of the tractor. If you don't have the proper red light on the back of your equipment, have an escort vehicle follow within 50 feet. I recommend always using our flashing amber warning lights, whether it's dark or not. The farm operator or the tractor operator should be checking behind them and pulling over when it's possible. Traffic is going to back up. It's unavoidable.
National Farm Safety and Health Week has been proclaimed as such by each sitting president since Franklin D. Roosevelt. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.